USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is expected to announce as early as next week it will send to Ukraine long-range rocket systems Kyiv says are necessary to fight off the Russian onslaught in the Donbass region. Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw is saying the police decided not to go in because they mistakenly believed it was a barricade situation and there were no students alive. He says there are still unanswered questions about the timeline that they are investigating.
If the 911 operators were aware that the children were alive in that classroom, why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't they take action?
The mass shooting continued for an hour until a tactical team arrived and shot and killed the suspect. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez is urging the governor to call a special legislative session following Tuesday's elementary school massacre.
These people deserve to have their children's lives not have been lost in vain.
No word from the governor on that special session. The Fed Reserve is addressing the rumor regarding a digital dollar.
The vice chair of the Federal Reserve says no one should expect to see a digital dollar anytime soon. Lael Brainard made her first appearance before Congress this week since her recent swearing-in. Brainard told the House Financial Services Committee the Fed is still studying the issue and would not move without approval from the White House and Congress. That could add a lot of debate before an authorizing law could be passed and signed. Brainard said it could take up to 5 years to put in place the requisite security and design features. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden says a graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy is ready to help guide the nation to a better future. In his commencement address on Friday, Biden congratulating the 1,100 graduates for persevering through challenges added on by the COVID pandemic. Going a little bit more in depth on the tragedy that took place at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence wants better security at schools after the deadly shooting at the elementary school. In a Twitter post, Lawrence demanded something be done, saying there are schools that can't afford security upgrades. This, as Kelly McCann, who's a former Marine Corps officer, said in these sorts of tragedies at schools, there's usually a breakdown somewhere along the line.
67,000 public elementary schools across the nation. $2.5 billion to assign a resource officer to each one of them, generally speaking. You know, usually in a physical security situation, it's a human breakdown, right? So the back door, there's a question. How did he get in the back door? Was it left open because someone went out to vape or smoke? Was it left open after recess?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. At least five people are dead and two others hurt after a house explosion in a Pennsylvania neighborhood. It happened in Pottstown Thursday night, about 40 miles outside of Philadelphia. People living nearby say they heard a loud blast and thought it was a bomb. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.